Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Tracy DeMarco.
Oh my God.
Dimly Wit. Jess Hottie. Bad Examples. Yeah, yeah. Come on, Tracy. Get into it, bitch. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. Another year wiser. Another year fatter. Older than a dinosaur. It doesn't matter. Who we gonna hear from? We don't know. It could be a friend or someone we've blown. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. Hey.
Oh my God. That song haunts my dreams.
And true story, we are another year wiser
and another year fatter. Look how that worked out.
Older than a dinosaur. Let's crack one open.
Maybe somebody we've blown.
Mm. Oh my God. This is perfect. You got your metal straw?
Yep.
Mmm. Mmm. Wow.
Alan?
Take a hit what? For the birthday show. Take a hit for the birthday show. For the birthday show. Alan taking hits.
Alan's always coughing. Always coughing. Him. Tracy and I are drinking
Twisteds.
There you go with the shortening. Thanks again. We're drinking.
I'm feeling extra lazy in my old years.
Yeah. The older you get, I don't have time to say Twisted tea. We're drinking Twisteds.
Twisties. I love it. That's what I'm going to call it.
So we're drinking. Okay, baddies, take this. You're going to take your twisty.
Yeah.
You're going to put it in the freezer for about an hour and a half.
Let it get all icy.
Oh my God, when you take it out, it's not quite frozen. It's just like a nice ice
you
twisty.
You made a twisted tea slushy.
Yeah, yes, slushy. Exactly. And then
twisty slushies.
Twisty slushies. And then if you want to be truly gangster, you get a metal straw. None of this plastic polluting the ocean
and
shit.
None of this paper doesn't work
no.
shit.
Blech. On your tongue. Blech. You want to get a metal straw. You put that shit in your frozen twisty and then you
slurpy slurps.
Oh my goodness.
It's so good. Oh. A much deserved birthday treat. Please join us. Hit a like Alan.
Yeah.
I am not. That is illegal where I am at.
Oh, well, there's no proof.
Okay, so it's the birthday show. Grab a drink. Grab whatever you use to treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
And we're going to have a celebration. So Tracy's birthday is November 14th. And I am November 11th. You know what I was actually just thinking? Our birthdayness.
11-11, make a wish.
Mm-hmm. Our birthdayness overlaps.
It's 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, when you told me about birthdayness last year, maybe?
Yeah.
I realized that it's 2 days overlap.
Yeah.
So we should be epic that week.
I agree. We should we share birthdayness. That's amazing. Yeah. Like, how many people can say that?
No. Guys, birthdayness, for those who don't know, is a tradition from Denny's house. It's birthday week, 3 days before and 3 days after.
2 days before birthdayness starts.
Oh,
and then 2 days after.
Oh, 2 days. Okay. So it's like a birthday section of celebration. 5 days strong.
Yeah. 5 days strong. Instead of being like, it's my week, and then guys like roll their eyes, you can be like, well, we're in birthdayness technically.
Yeah,
so.
Technically it's still birthdayness. So.
And birthdayness starts early. Like, that's also genius. Like, usually when you're like, oh, it's my birthday week, it starts at
your birthday and lasts the week of hangovers.
Yes, but birthdayness starts 2 days before. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it works fantastically every time because, you know, while we're still in birthdayness, I can still get what I want most of the time.
Yeah, so Jess's birthdayness is, hers is the 11th, so it's 12-13, and mine would be 12-13. My birthday's 14, so it literally, our birthdayness is crosses over by two.
A crossover birthdayness. Oh. I mean, that is literally iconic. Oh, my God.
Underrated,
goodness.
For sure.
Are you, like, stressed about your birthday this year? Because,
no.
Well, think about your life.
Yeah. You're not stressed. Think about your life.
My stress is my life. It's not really my birthday. My stress is like financially providing solely.
I did not get to finish my sentence. What I meant was, think about your life, 2019 Tracy, yeah, birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were planning the Batty Halloween party.
Yeah.
Like, so much has changed. Like, you're out. You outed yourself as getting a divorce.
Yeah,
like,
I came out of the divorced closet.
Yeah. So, so much has changed.
I played not divorced for a year, which was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I sat in separation.
Think about it. We were at the Batty party.
There was no Corey because I was separated for like 6 months at that mm-hmm. point, maybe longer.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I didn't realize that at all because I was like so focused on this party needs to go great. This party needs to go great. Then I became focused on I need to get drunk. And mm-hmm. I didn't even realize he wasn't there.
No, yeah. I don't think anyone missed it. I was just
savage.
But yeah, it was definitely.
I'm just saying, like, it's reflecting on your year, I think, is something that everyone who has a birthday should do. Like, oh, wow. Like, look how much. I think when you're stuck in the day to day, it's hard to not see past that. You're like, you're in a bad spot. And you're like, well, this is my life now. But look at what's happened in a year. Tracy has it. She's a whole new goddamn person.
Yeah.
If you told me at the fucking party last year that in a year from now, Tracy would be
dating,
banging, I would be like, no fucking way. Her vagina's seen the same dick mm-hmm. for centuries. Like, yeah. My mind would have exploded. Like, this is amazing. In a year.
I think right now you guys knew anything, it would be exploding.
And
but
you, and you, Tracy, were so focused on that moment. Like, this is going to be forever. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were like, oh, like, I can't. Like, you were trapped. But
yeah,
I don't know,
trapped
what a
is
difference,
a great word.
What a difference a year makes.
Honestly, because single Tracy is a hell of a fucking person.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cooped up for a really long time. And the problem is that I'm fucking loyal mm-hmm. and I don't cheat. So, like, it was something that I was trying to hold on to because I was like, I never cheated on this person. I was always loyal. It's a lot of stuff that I've just kind of held in and I've never told anyone. And I almost feel like I just wasted so much of my life, like, holding on to that stuff. And then to let it go and start over, I just was scared to start over. And then I was like, who the fuck would want a single mom of 3 kids under 5? Like, that's a lot. And
turns out
the answer is
everybody did.
A lot.
Turns out everyone wants a piece of that.
Turns out I was wrong.
Alan, what's it called when, like, you are a special, like, mm-hmm. you're a, like, something, Tracy, like, the mom thing with the kids. It's like a guy's, like, it's not that, it's like
their
type.
Are you just trying to get me to say MILF? What is this?
No.
What's happening?
It's like, oh, it's a fetish. It's a fetish. Like, you're a mom.
Oh, I told you this. Some guy was like, he's like, you're my type. And I'm like, what? You're 26. And he was like, yeah, you're a MILF. And I was like, oh, so I'm a checklist. Got it.
I mean,
no
an
thanks.
Entire
I'm not hanging
category
out with you.
On Pornhub. Like,
yeah, no.
You know, it's incredible. So I knew you were going to be okay. I knew you were going to be more than okay.
No, I'm fine. That's not what it is. I just feel worse for my kids. Like, it just sucks for them. But I'm good. Like, this year's been good so far. Like, I so much. 2020 has been so fucked up, but, like, the one thing of, like, me actually getting out there, like I told mm-hmm. you in a few episodes back, there was somebody in my life who, like, helped me realize that I'd actually find someone again and got me to, like, file for divorce because I was still separated at that time. And then
somebody was begging you not to do it.
Yeah, somebody was begging me not to get divorced. And then someone was begging me to get divorced. Ooh. He's like, I want to be with you. You need to get divorced. And
it's
I was
between
like,
a rock
fuck
and
it.
A hard place. What's that mean, Alan?
It means two places are hard and you can't get out of it. Exactly what that means.
It means when you're stuck between really two really hard decisions.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I guess it wasn't that hard of a decision.
Well, no, I filed because I was like, you know, that's the push that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
my friends told me, my mom told me, everyone around me was telling me. And then I was like, no, I needed that one person to show me, like, the, mm-hmm. that, like, whatever. And then I finally filed.
Like, and just think about it in terms of your birthday. He wasn't even in your life then. Like, I don't know. I just have so much hope.
No, last year's birthday was nice because I got to see my friends, but, like, shitty because I was just in such a shitty place.
And now look what this birthday is going to be. Do you have any plans?
33 and free.
Do you know what you want to do? Wow. 33 and free? Is that your motto?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, this year's.
What a great birthday motto. 33 and free. What's mine? Well, you never tell us how old you are, so I still don't know. As her friend, I have not a clue of how old she actually is. I know it's like a year or two older than me.
Older? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you graduated earlier than me.
It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show.
But I don't know the number. And on my life, I don't know the number. I'd have to literally.
You don't know shit.
I literally have to hack you her ID, which I'm not above, so.
You don't know shit about me.
I mean, until recently, you didn't know how old I was.
No, don't even get me started. You're in your 20s. Go fuck yourself.
Came out of the womb.
Yeah.
I could have given birth to you.
You're a fucking Generation Z, no?
No, I'm still a millennial. Both of my brothers are Gen Z.
Oh. Yeah, because you guys are all young and shit. Fuck.
Right. I'm old as fuck. Always been a crotchety old man, so like.
Yeah. I'm an old man.
Every year that I get older, I'm just like more and more growing into the person I'm supposed to be.
He did text me this morning, his back hurt, and I was like, take it easy. Oh, God.
No, it was 20, so I texted her
28?
Yesterday.
What are you, 28? 26?
26. Oh, as we were talking about the show, I was like, Jess, I stood up and threw my back out. Help.
That's 31 type shit.
Yeah. Dude, I've
you had like 6 years before
out.
That. I bet it was Rachel. I bet it was the wifey sex.
All right. Let's discuss, because we all know we are Scorpios.
Yeah.
We live and die by the Scorpio
code of honor.
But who else do we know that are Scorpios?
Ryan, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Because
I was obsessed with him and like was like obsessed that he was a Scorpio also.
So we're going to go through the people. We're going to either keep them.
Okay. Yeah.
Or like, we give them away.
Yeah.
We'll get them. Alan, what are you?
We'll give them a ticket to the show or dismiss.
What am I?
Hey, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn. Oh, okay. Moon is Capricorn rising.
All right. So we'll try this. So Ryan Reynolds, he's a Scorpio.
Keep him. All right, we're keeping. I would literally love to be Blake Lively. They have the best
okay,
relationship.
Take it
ever.
Easy, Tracy.
No, I would literally be obsessed with Ryan Reynolds.
She's not obsessed. Wrong. Like Ryan Reynolds,
he's a fucking amazing person. Like he's
oh my
amazing.
God, he's an amazing person.
Yeah, the fucking posts he posts about his wife, and he'll post a picture, and it's like her hand and a great picture of him, and he's like, "Happy birthday to my gorgeous wife." That's the type of energy I need.
Exactly. He is the funniest person
ever
in all of Hollywood to me.
I mean, he always was in movies, but like you see him on Instagram, he's way funnier.
Right.
Only Tracy would like the guy's made like. Iconic movies in history, and Tracy's like, nah, fuck
Instagram.
That $1 billion movie. He's so much better on Instagram.
But there's not a movie that he made that I don't love.
Yeah,
not
I this is not
Van
this is
Wilder
news to me,
is the
but
best fucking thing, man.
Oh, I love it. I love it all.
Wow. Okay, we got to
no,
get
a
you
huge
a
Ryan Reynolds fan. I mean, I know it's you can't
oh my
tell,
God.
But.
Okay, so we're keeping Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. All right, what about Drake? Keep?
Oh, yeah, keep.
All right, agree.
Drake with a beard.
I'm
Zaddy Drake.
Yes, Zaddy Drake.
The other Drake's like Drake in a wheelchair. Degrassi Jake. I'm like,
We'll give him one.
He was a little awkward in Degrassi. He was a little weird, like coming up in the new rap game. But like Zaddy Drake, we'll keep him.
Okay.
I will say, I don't think I'd ever be able to get over Degrassi, man.
It's hard. It's hard to look past. He's
sorry.
So corny.
And
it wasn't the wheelchair. It was just him.
I was just going to say, we're the worst fucking examples. We're like, yo, Drake with a beard? Keep. Drake in a wheelchair?
No,
fuck him. Fuck
he
him
wasn't,
in his legs.
He wasn't always in a wheelchair.
Right.
He wasn't always in a wheelchair. He was just a terrible actor as a kid. It was so awkward.
That's what I'm saying. It's entirely based on the fact that Degrassi.
It was just Degrassi, the movement. I'm not here for it.
I can't imagine anyone not like always beat him in any battle because like to me
all
like,
you mentioned
you're on
Degrassi.
That ends it, man.
That's the end of the battle.
Like you don't have to release a second mixtape.
Yeah.
Just release a scene from Degrassi.
Yeah, yeah, please. Ashley.
All right, next is Katy Perry. I'm going to give Katy Perry away. I mean, she did sing Firework. That was a nice song.
I like
but she's kind of embarrassing.
She has bangers, but I watched her dance on stage.
Yeah.
For these reasons alone.
We're not keeping Katy
I mean,
Perry.
I love her songs, but she can never dance. She's like the aunt that shows up at the club when she's 40, tries to dance with like 18-year-olds at the bar.
Exactly.
It's that so uncomfortable.
Katy Perry like just screams soccer mom energy.
Yeah. She slaps, but her music slaps.
What up,
but
kids?
And Orlando Bloom was caught, what is it, paddleboarding?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dick
we,
out.
We
and
talked
I was like, this shit's
wiener.
A little bit weird. I don't know.
Talked about that low hanger.
Yeah, I don't know about it. So
right.
I'm going to kick her out.
All right. We got Sierra.
Oh, yeah. This beat is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh. I'm keep her.
Okay, we're keeping Sierra. All right, what about Kelly Osbourne?
I like Kelly. I don't not like her.
Do you like that she's like, oh, fuck you, dad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my favorite part of her. Oh, fuck you, everyone.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, dad.
All right, we'll keep Kelly Osbourne. Kelly.
I think we also need a little like diversity.
Yes, we have that. We need first. She's like a basic rich white bitch. No,
we need a little like from another country. So from across the pond, okay, we have no one from there.
Ooh, the next one is Julia Roberts. I won't ever
give her up.
No, she's pretty woman. She's a treasure.
Yeah.
She's a treasure. Mm-hmm. I can't believe she's a Scorpio.
You work on commission? Big mistake. Huge.
Would you have guessed her as a Scorpio?
No.
So do you think I would have thought she was a Cancer.
She seems more like a nice person, not like us horrible people.
That's so like on the low. Is she like a little bitch? Like what's happening?
I think 1,000%, dude.
Yeah. Oh, she's definitely got to have it in her.
Wow.
Also, her entire fucking family is in this industry. Her brother was the gangster from A Dark Knight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, her niece is Emma Roberts.
That's right.
Who is in like fucking everything at this point. Her whole fucking family's in it, so she's got to like be like, I fucking run Hollywood and fuck you all you other Scorpio. Zodiac sign. Yeah, she's got Scorpio vibe.
Okay,
I think it's in her contract. She has to be smiling like that, like pretty much all the time.
Yeah, it must hurt. Her cheeks must hurt, but
right,
iconic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next Scorpio we have is Bill Gates. You know what? He's in the billionaire club. I like to keep a Scorpio in our.
I feel like
club.
We need somebody rich because the rest of us scream very poor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the next one, I guess, does not surprise me, which is Joaquin Phoenix, also the star of The Joker.
All right. I know he's a little odd,
eccentric.
There was a speech he gave when he accepted his Joker speech, mm-hmm. and it hit me to my like heart.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I love him so much for it. Also, you have to be a special type of person to play the Joker because it's like the Omen playing the Joker. Chances are high you're either going.
Did you ever see that movie?
It was real
heavy.
Fucked up.
Yeah,
real fucked up.
I close my eyes a lot. Okay. Ready?
I'm gonna keep him, but you can diss him if you don't like. But I
know I'm keeping him.
I'm keeping him for the acceptance speech alone.
But
on mental health,
he might be the definition of like what it means to be a Scorpio. Like
he's fucking
insane.
Scary, and we're fucking scary. Yeah. And sometimes I look at me like when I get mad at my kids, the fear that sets into them is like, am I like really physically scary? And I think it's my eyes when I get angry. But like he has it on lock. He's weird as fuck, mysterious, creepy. That's all the things that we are.
All right, we're keeping Joaquin. Are you ready for the next one? Mm. So I know we want to be inclusive.
Yeah, but we're going to have to not.
But I was not. Can we just include in a different way? Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, I'm a little. I like how she's like making a stand for the community.
Sure, but
I don't know how to feel. It's the fakery for me.
I mean, I don't. I am going to say we give her away.
Okay. I mean, I gave away somebody. You give away somebody.
Yeah, I think I can find a better person to represent.
I do like
the trans community than Caitlyn Jenner.
I mean, there's plenty I know to represent.
Ooh.
Carmen Carrera is my number one trans community. I love her.
The next one's Gabrielle Union. Love her.
Oh, I love Gab.
Who's she married? Gab. Yeah. Here she goes. Who's she married to?
Basketball player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Hit me with the name. I want to say Carmelo, but that's Lala. So.
You don't know this, Alan?
Yeah,
right?
I do. Oh my god, I fucking
nope,
do.
I
yes,
have no
yes,
idea.
No. We all know who this is, and I'm blanking completely right
Michael
now.
Michael Jordan, Michael B.
No,
Jordan.
No, it's fucking a huge name. Why am I blanking?
He plays basketball. Oh, I know who it is. It's
Dwayne Wade. Dwayne My instinctual is Dwayne Johnson because I'm obsessed. Dwayne Wade.
Say Dwayne. Wade,
Dwayne Wade.
Three times.
Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
We're keeping Gabrielle, right? We keep Gab?
All right. That. I also loved her in Think Like a Man.
Winona Ryder.
Nah, that I gotta throw that bitch back.
I'm always here for Winona.
I mean, you guys do what you please. I personally don't want to claim it, but
wow, the next one, David Schwimmer. You love him, right?
Oh, I fucking love Ross.
He's a Scorpio?
No, he can't be a Scorpio.
Yo, he's a Scorpio.
He's a fucking Sag. He's a Sag written all over him. He's definitely the end of the month. He's a cusp.
No, that's what I'm saying. He is November 2nd. How is what that possible?
What the fuck is happening?
He doesn't fall into our category.
He is not.
Throw that man away.
How do you throw away Ross?
Ross is trash.
Oh my God. The Ross fucking is trash. Audacity.
Say Ross Rachel is trash. Three times fast.
Rachel should have gone to Paris.
Oh wow. My God.
Hey, spoiler alert.
I didn't get on the plane.
I'm not up to that episode yet. Thank you very
what
much.
What are you fucking kidding? This is like 1999. Almost at 1990-10. Take the twisties away.
This was history. You can't not know history. Yeah.
All right. Next is Kendall Jenner.
I hate the whole family.
Yeah, I can say that.
I love the whole family. No, you get rid of her. It's fine. I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
I would never get rid of Kylie Jenner. I have a weird obsession.
I prefer to not be infiltrated by any Kardashians. Oh, that's okay.
I'm here for the filtration, but you do.
She runs a great business, but I would hate them as people.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. And do they run a great business? Give me a bajillion dollars and I'll run a great business.
No, I'm saying
a blowjob business.
The mother runs a great business because she's the one making money on.
She's like, I ruined my vagina 6 times. Mm-hmm. You're all going to pay me back.
You're all going to pay me back mm-hmm. one day.
And yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Matthew McConaughey.
You're
getting rid of him?
Yeah. Have you seen him in Magic Mike? I'll never be the same. It'll never be the same. Watching him in a cowboy hat and like booty shorts shake his dick in front of a mirror, never ever be the fucking
Fine.
Same.
You win fair. He's
strippers,
gone.
Strippers. I can't.
All right. The next one I am proud to say is a Scorpio is P. Diddy himself.
Oh, yeah. I'll never get rid of Diddy. Making the band alone.
Oh, no fucking way. Kris Jenner. So I cannot believe I'm saying that Kris Jenner is also a Scorpio.
I believe it. She has Scorpio. But first of all, she's a fucking... She's dating somebody like 30 years younger than her. I believe
it's
it.
It's wild.
She's bomb at sex, clearly. Had sex how many times to get 35 kids? I don't know. But I mean... The momager in her is Scorpio. Has it all? I'm gonna keep her for her business sense.
All right, she can manage us.
Ran those kids. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna lightning round the next. Emma Stone,
keep,
definitely keep.
We needed a ginge.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Obviously.
Oh, keep. I would ride his face all day. Good.
Yeah. Wow, Demi Moore, or I'm sorry, Demi.
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 I can see it. In her.
And her birthday is November 11th, so she's got to go.
She's got to go. We already have Leo there.
No, me.
I know, but he's your other. I didn't even know we were including us in this.
Okay, the next, Ryan Gosling.
I don't care. Give or take.
Take it.
Okay, fine. Take it.
Back.
Fine, the take notebook. I get it. Back. I'll take it back.
Take it back.
All I'm right. waiting for my birthday twin. I know it's coming. He's got to be on here.
Anne Hathaway. Bye.
Bye.
Don't eat her.
See ya.
Don't eat her. Jimmy Kimmel. He brings the comedy.
I don't love Kimmel. I love Fallon. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, my God. You don't have to pick which Jimmy you love.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Whoopi.
She's all right.
She's your birthday twin.
Is she? That's not who I was thinking, though. If you don't say my birthday twin that I was thinking, I'm going to say him.
Wait, I'm crying. Look at her face. She's like, oh, I'm your birthday twin.
She's
Tracy.
So matter of fact.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, we got to keep him for the diversity.
Who knew Danny DeVito?
You know
DeVito
he's 4'8"?
Scorpio.
4'8".
That's insane. Wow, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, keep her. If we're keeping one notebook, I mean, we got to keep the
she's
other.
Like wait, that, pretty, right?
That's why the notebook was so fire. It was two Scorpios.
Whoa, heavy.
Wow.
Real good. Adam Driver, you know who that is?
Yeah, I do.
He is
with the dark hair.
Yeah,
yeah,
tall,
I know.
Dark and
yeah,
handsome.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
Oh no, I'll never get rid of her.
Yeah, keeping no. Goldie. All right, so we got rid of a couple Kardashians. We kept
no
most
one else.
People. That's it. That was
Travis Barker, November 14th, my birthday.
Nope, your birthday twin's Whoopi forever.
No, it's Travis Barker, and I've always loved that he was my birthday twin.
Birthday
fucking Blink 182, bitch.
It's a birthday show. She's got a birthday twin.
It's
all right,
not Whoopi.
We're going to commercials, and we'll be right back with Tracy's birthday twin, Whoopi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So 2020 has been kind of wild. I just think life in general is pretty wild. And if there is something interfering with your happiness, you know, I think it's time to get BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling that is always there for you. If you need to speak with someone with a licensed counselor, you can do it on your phone, on your laptop, within minutes. It's very simple. It's very easy. And we really recommend BetterHelp for anything. There's a whole list of problems: depression, stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, anger, family conflicts. All these things could be reasons that you need BetterHelp.
Everything that you share with them is confidential. It's convenient, professional, affordable. You can check out the testimonials that are up on their website, but this is not a crisis line. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you're getting 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/bad examples. Join over 1 million people in taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples.
So we're back from commercial, but I just realized we need to fill up our teas. Can you hook us up, please?
Oh, me?
I'm in Indian style. You're in the nice chair.
Oh, my God. I'm in the nice chair. I'll be sure to be in the folding chair next time.
Okay, guys, we're here to talk about America's number one meal kit. That's right. It's HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. It's better than a trip to the grocery store, and it literally just comes to your house. It's so simple. It makes cooking easy, fun, and affordable.
HelloFresh offers convenient, no-contact delivery for your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are so easy to follow. Simple steps. They have pictures to literally guide you to make sure that it looks like it's supposed to look. Mm-hmm. You will look like a gourmet chef. You guys get great value. You're saving 40% when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store, and you're feeding your entire family. It's never been easier. Low prices, larger boxes, more servings means more savings.
Over 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure peak flavor and ripeness.
Something everyone will enjoy. That's what we're saying. There's vegetarian, there's kids meals that are, like, kids would love, that adults would love. You're not just going to make like some filet mignon and the kids are not going to like it. That's always going to be something that's delicious for everyone.
HelloFresh is really flexible, so it fits your lifestyle, whatever it is. It's easy to change your delivery or your meal plan preferences and skip a week whenever you need to.
HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need also. So far in 2020, they've donated 3.5 million meals.
Go do this. Go to HelloFresh.com/examples90 and use code examples90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. We've given you many a code. This is the code. If you've been thinking about it, do it. What's the code again, Trey?
HelloFresh.com/examples90. Use code examples90. $90 off and free shipping.
So, Tracy, I have a little surprise for you.
Okay.
While you were twisty, tweezing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. We did it. I spoke to two lovely ladies named Skylar and Jaden.
Oh my God, I'm scared. So,
I have a little birthday surprise for you.
Oh, that made me cringe.
And hi there. Hi, Sky.
Hi.
I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. So you know it's your mom's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to play this back for her. So this is all going to be a super surprise. All right, let's start off. What's your name?
Skylar.
Skylar. Does mommy have any nicknames for you? What does she call you?
Cookie.
Cookie. That's cute. How old are you?
5 and a half.
I literally can't believe you're 5. Do you know, I remember when you were just in your mom's belly. Like, I was there hanging out with your mom's belly and you were just inside. Like, that's crazy to me. And now you're a real life 5-year-old. Okay. Do you know how old mommy is?
No.
You want to make a guess?
Yes.
How old?
I want to say this, but say I think it. It's 30.
Oh, that's very good.
30?
Guess. She'll be very
My
happy
kid is so
you.
Smart.
Yes.
How old do you think Grandma Gigi is?
Her birthday was last year.
How old do you think she is?
32.
Oh, Gigi will love this.
I mean, like 31.
31. Okay. I just want to say, so if she thinks you're old as shit, if Gigi's 31 and you're 30.
No, it's bad for me. I know.
That's very nice. How tall is mommy?
3 inches.
That's very, very good. She's going to love that. What makes mommy happy?
Doing high kicks and hitting me and myself in the head.
What? When you do high kicks and you hit yourself, that makes mommy happy.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like when she practices her heel stretch.
Julian hitting me
Oh, yeah. She likes when you guys are behaved. My hair, I mean. Yeah, that is sad. Do you have a favorite color?
Purple.
What's mom's favorite color?
Green. Olive green.
Olive. Mm-hmm. With the quickness, she corrected herself, like quickness. In fear.
That my kids know my favorite color.
My God, Skylar, you know your mom very well. 3 inches in olive green. What's your mom's favorite animal? Do you have any idea?
I think it is a dolphin.
A dolphin? I like that.
It's not. But that's adorable.
What's your favorite animal?
A wolf.
Oh my God, she said a dolphin. Who should have known?
On the opposite. What's
the best thing that mommy makes you to eat?
Soup.
Soup?
And she actually puts them in the microwave. She doesn't make them too hot.
Wow.
And she also gives me a plastic spoon.
She gives you that lit that lit soup with the plastic spoon in the microwave.
The lit soup.
When I warm up the soups that I've made for her.
When you microwave soup and give
likes,
her a plastic
She likes when I microwave the soup that I've made
Wow.
for her.
Parenting's easy.
This right? is crazy.
What is mommy good at?
She's really good at flipping pancakes.
Flipping pancakes?
Like she does this and then she also lands and it pops.
Oh, I do. I do.
So
like...
you're telling me the pancakes flip in the air
mm-hmm.
and they land?
Well, like she just does like a baby
flip. Yeah. But that's still impressive.
She's
you.
Not wrong. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what kids are
she's
impressed
blown away.
By. Blown away. I do that professional
ass flip.
What is
mommy not so good at?
doing flips.
Doing flips? She tried?
I can do a backflip in a pool by myself.
You can do a wait, what? You can do a backflip by yourself?
Yeah, in the pool, but inside the water.
Can mommy do anything inside the pool?
No.
What does she do at the
Not
pool?
That you
she
know.
Just stands?
Stands.
Stands just there?
Twirls.
She just twirls?
Just swims up in water.
She's not.
Swims in the deep end.
She swims? I don't believe that. She swims in the deep end?
Yes.
Really? She like does laps.
She can go down to the bottom.
I was going to say, how about
she
when I go get her stuff on the bottom?
Her hair wet? I was wondering why you were swimming to the bottom of
yeah.
the pool. I'm like,
how
what
about when I get all the stuff
about?
You just threw in the fucking water?
Oh my God, that's so classic. Oh my God.
Yes.
Really? Sometimes. I like to see that to believe that.
Well, like if we really need.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is mommy's best friend?
You.
This is why I love you. You are my spirit animal. If you had $1 million, you could buy anything in the world for your mom for her birthday. What would you buy her? Think about it. $1 million. You had all the money in the world. A big pile of money. What would you buy your mom?
A new Tesla.
Oh my God. A Tesla? Clap it
the
up for this
fuck?
One.
Oh,
How does she know what a Tesla is?
I don't know. That's weird.
This child is going to make it big and buy you a damn Tesla. I tested her and she passed. She passed with flying Teslas.
Wow.
That's your daughter. You want to be my child? Okay. Wow. Tracy, one day this child is going to buy you a Tesla. That's amazing.
Wow.
Okay. Ready? You're going to fill in the blank. Okay. Mommy is as pretty as a blank. You can say anything. What is she as pretty as?
A rainbow.
Mommy is as pretty as a rainbow. BRB crying. I agree. She's definitely as pretty as a rainbow. Okay, we're almost done. Who would win in a fight? Ready? A shark or mommy?
Mommy.
She knows.
A lion
I taught her
mommy.
How.
Lion.
A lion. A dinosaur or mommy?
Dinosaur.
So mommy can't beat a dinosaur, but she could beat a shark. I like that. Pause it.
Well, we parked him in the kills.
That's right, baby. I taught her. I said, if you ever get attacked by a shark, you poke your finger in its eye or you punch it in the nose.
Punch them in the gills. It's true. She's fair. For
in
five.
The eye or in the nose.
That is straight street
right.
smart right there.
Listen.
You see a shark? Bam, bam, nose, eyes, bam, gills, poo. Love it. Okay. So because this is the birthday show and it's all about mommy, is there anything else you want to say to mommy for her birthday? Any special message that you want her to hear?
I love her.
You love her. I love her too. And I love you. Who's your favorite aunt?
Aunt Jessie.
Oh, Aunt Sammy's coming for her.
Skylar. There's no way Jaden is going to say any of these things right. It's not going to be Aunt Jessie for the win. I could only count on you, but we're going to see. We're going to bring in Jaden now.
That laugh. Funny. I want to eat her.
We're going to bring in Jaden now and see what she has to say about mommy. Thanks, Skylar. Love you. I just adore that child.
She's such a saint.
She knows like, to listen, punch a shark in the nose.
I know she
and can, that my favorite like color is olive
kid.
Green.
I know mean, every kid can like get on your nerves and be bad and not listen. Mm-hmm. But she's just a different creature.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, all your kids are different
creatures.
She's
my old spirit.
But she really truly is. Like, she's just girl. The greatest. I just love her to death. And she's so big, especially with her big girl haircut. It's like, it's
I know I love the haircut.
It's too much for me to handle. I can't handle it. Okay, so we have sweet, sweet Jaden.
I'm very nervous about
here we
this
go
one.
Here we go.
Hi.
Welcome to Bad Examples.
Okay.
We're gonna start off with some questions.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jaden.
What nicknames does mommy have for you?
Peach and Jaden.
And
cookie.
No. That's Skylar's cookie.
Peach.
You're Peach. How old are you?
I just turned four.
You just turned four.
Yep.
Wow. How old do you think mommy is?
I'm 16.
I'll take it.
16. Wow. How old do you think Grandma Gigi is?
30.
30. Wow.
Pretty consistent.
I'm just saying.
Not
like,
for nothing. She does look 30.
I just want to say, like, we're super excited because we're like, wow, she's saying grandma's only 30. But in her head, 30's old.
I know. Me, I'm like, wow, I got 30?
Yeah.
30?
And her, she's like, wow, yeah, they're 30. My grandma's 30. Like, old ass bitch. How tall is mommy?
So tall.
Like,
that's
and that's
the greatest. The answer is 5'5", by the way.
The greatest thing about Jaden is, like, she's smart. Like, once you look past the, like, bullshit the hyper, that she throws at you, she's smart. That is such a smart
so
answer.
Taller than daddy.
Yeah,
taller than daddy.
That's not true.
Do you have any guesses?
Yes, it is. He's a little man.
He's 5'10". I'm 5'5".
You wish.
What number? Can you guess the number?
Four.
She's 4 inches tall. That's right.
That's
you're very close. You and Skylar. What makes mommy happy?
Dancing.
Dancing. That's right. What makes mommy sad?
Crying.
Crying. Yeah. What makes her cry when you're not good?
mean.
You? No, she
pretty
loves
accurate.
You. What's your favorite color?
Blue and pink.
Blue and pink. What's your mom's favorite color?
Green.
Good. You and Skylar both said green. Mm-hmm.
They know.
What's your mom's favorite animal?
I don't know.
Can you guess?
No.
Think of an animal.
She's like,
what
I'm not going to
guess. What animal does she like?
Tiger.
A tiger. Mm. That's right. She likes tiger print. Very
She's
good.
She's smart, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the best thing that mommy makes you to eat?
Pasta.
I make bomb.
No chicken.
Ooh,
I do
yummy.
Make bomb chicken colors.
What is mommy good at?
Cooking.
What is mommy not good at?
Doing it on the stove because one time she burned her finger.
Wow.
Also accurate.
Who is mommy's best friend?
Aunt Jessie.
Oh my God. Wow. I knew it. I knew I could count on you.
First of all, I totally lied. I was like, I can't count on Jaden. And I'm like, I knew I could count on you.
I knew it. Yeah, of course. High five right now. Let's say you had $1 million, right?
No. She's like, bitch, I don't.
What if we had all this money? Like, we could go swimming in the money and we could buy anything in the world for mommy for her birthday.
Yeah, like
anything.
What? Like cabin, like a pool in her house.
A pool in her house?
Yeah, that'd be so exciting.
Okay, ready? Complete this sentence. Ready? Mommy is as pretty as a what?
Camo.
As a camo? The fact you even know what camouflage is.
I thought she said camel. I'm like, woof.
Because you're four, but you're a little genius.
Wow.
If she would have said mommy is as pretty as a camel, I would have cried.
I was like, camo? She knows I like that also. I'm always dressing her in that.
Mommy's as beautiful as camo. I love that. Okay, ready? Who would win in a fight? Ready? Dun, dun, dun. A shark or mommy?
A shark.
A lion or mommy?
A lion.
You sure? A dinosaur or mommy?
Dinosaur mommy.
Dinosaur mommy? I think mommy could beat up a dinosaur. You don't think so?
No, I think she could just beat up a shark because she could just punch. Like she
Let me tell you something.
I didn't know. Just
okay. Punch. Okay, you're pointing to your eyes. Who taught you to poke the shark in their eyes?
Mommy.
Mom.
I'm telling you something. Pause that shit. I teach my children survival ass skills.
I think mommy could beat up a dinosaur. You don't think so?
No, I think.
Me? So you're telling me that your mommy, she taught you
how
to fight a shark. Okay, well, It's your mom's birthday coming up. Is there anything in the world you want to say to her for her birthday? Message directly to your mom.
Happy birthday, Momsy.
Thank you. Oh, there she is. That's my second part. Oh, there she is.
I'm so sorry, Alan. Okay, that's the end of the show. Goodbye. Happy birthday, Tracy. I love you, and your kids love you. You are beloved. You are a super mega shark fighter. And hope you have a great day. Trey, they're really sweet. They really like doing that. That was really, really.
That was fun for them.
They
for
love
sure.
you. Yeah.
Honestly, I have to say.
Their answers are so similar, too.
Yeah, know? Because I'm very consistent.
Yeah, you are.
They know I love my olive green, which is adorable. That Skylar even corrected it further and made sure it was olive, not just green. The fact that Jaden revoked her answer and was like, no, actually, I think my mom would beat the shark because she's taught us to punch the shark in the face. Like, I'm teaching them survival skills, people. This is Treyway parenting.
They say gills. Like, what?
I don't even know. Says yeah. Gills. I mean, like, I literally, like, we watch Shark Week all the time and I keep telling them, like, God forbid you're ever cheers.
Smell.
God forbid you're ever attacked because we are beach people. Like, we live at the beach in the summer. Like, this is what you have to do. And, like, obviously, in the moment, it's not going to happen. But, like, at least they know that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That builds character.
Shark beating builds character.
Yeah,
it's a really birthday truly show.
It's a birthday show. Oh, my God. I mean, if nothing else, if I'm teaching them nothing else, I'm honestly surprised that they didn't say other things I've taught them.
Every time, not every time, but so often, I just visualize a grown-ass Skylar sitting, you know, better helping, you know, on her phone going to BetterHelp and the therapist
and being like the therapist on BetterHelp.
And the therapist saying, like, what happened in your childhood? And Skylar saying, well, my mom taught me to beat a shark.
How to beat the shit out of a shark. I mean,
I was 4 learning to fist fight a shark.
And you know what? I commend that to the mom that taught her that. I don't know who genius person taught her that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a birthday show it has
They're so
been.
Cute, though. They really...
They're the best. That was really fun.
How much they've been in this room, in and out, and we've had to cut, and poor Alan is going to have to copy-paste all of this, but... they mean well. All they want is ice cream, man.
Let's
tacos and ice cream.
It's like they live the best lives.
We literally gave them tacos and ice cream and we still couldn't keep them out of disturbing the peace.
Okay, so let's wrap up the birthday show. Not just another year wiser and another year fatter, but how do we compare like your birthday in your 20s to your birthday in your 30s? Like in my 20s, my dream birthday was to get as many of my girlfriends together. Like literally power in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would try to roll deep with my sorority sisters, like 18 people, get a drunk bus, literally get everybody into the club underage, like on a VIP list. We had a promoter that used to get us into the club.
Yeah, same.
His
always.
Literal name was DJ Magic, but he wasn't weird. A DJ. He was just like a creepy ass promoter.
Oh, weird.
He's so creepy.
I low-key used to fuck the promoter.
Oh, my God. They're like the biggest losers.
No, he's a good friend of mine now.
Oh, my God. Well, I did not fuck DJ Magic, thank God.
I mean, good for you.
But
I'm not so lucky.
I mean, after you shit your pants waiting to get into one of his clubs.
Yeah, that was your only option.
I'm so thankful. Take it back, Alan. Take it back.
I'm so thankful. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show.
I'm so thankful for Alan for saying that once more on the air.
Wait,
it needed to be brought up one more time.
Do you know? I'm pretty sure I sent it to both of you, but like some like hot guy on Instagram, shirtless with muscles, sent me a poop emoji, okay? Right there. I fucking died.
You knew you ruined life. We're exposing that.
Like, if Dennis ever jumps me, I'm so fucked. I'm fucked. I've got guys.
They're like,
guys.
Oh, that's that girl who used to shit at clubs.
Oh, my God. Oh, Tracy. I send it to Tracy. Tracy goes, who is that? I go, I don't fucking know.
It's amazing.
So that was my dream birthday in my 20s. In my 30s? I'm just happy to get a babysitter.
Yeah, so.
And I want a babysitter just so I could lay in the next room. I don't want to leave.
Yeah. For my 33rd, 33 and free, I am getting Evoke, which is like this hot shit that they put on your neck to burn fat. And then I'm getting Cool Sculpting on my arms.
Goodbye.
I did not know where you were going.
And I'm getting a 2-hour massage at this local, like, beautiful massage spa place.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. You're getting another version of Kybella?
Yeah, but
it's not Puff Daddy.
No.
How do you know?
No, because it's not that. It's like this hot shit. It's called Evoke that they put on your neck.
How do you know?
Because I have friends who have done it. My friend Marie made me do it with the girl that she goes to.
Please, God, let her neck swell. Please.
It doesn't. That's not how it works. It literally shrinks your neck like an hour after you're there.
Oh, my God.
So I'm getting that done. And then I'm getting cool sculpting on my arms. And then, yeah.
That is
2-hour massage.
That is a really, really great birthday.
But my 20s was definitely like guest house, home, Susie Wong's, Marquee, all these places in the city. Yeah.
Wow, throwing it back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Highline Ballroom, like all these places that we used to like live at. Those were my dreams in 2020. I mean, when I was 21.
What happened to
dreams
us?
In 2020? A lot different. Like, survive a pandemic. Don't go crazy in your house when you're quarantined for 2 weeks after an Arubian vacation.
Yeah, well, the birthday show turned into survival of the fittest.
Yeah, well, it's always been. My life has always been survival of the fittest.
Oh, my God. Ain't that the truth? Wow, you're done with your twisty already?
Twistied.
Mine's still icy.
Meanwhile, we have DoorDash delivering ice cream to keep the kids busy, courtesy of Alan, producer.
Dad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go. Alan, what's your birthday wish for us? Go. Crush it.
More sponsors.
Wow. I'm here for that birthday wish.
You know what? That's a good producer.
Yeah, that's a great producer.
Business our boss. First, then our pleasure. Boss.
But don't you wish like a lot of birthday sex on me?
I had a bet with Jessica if you were gonna bring up birthday sex.
Oh, who won?
Drink. Well, you just, I guess.
I know, but who bet that I would? You thought I wouldn't? What kind of person do you think I am that I would never bring that up?
I thought I had enough content here to distract you from birthday sex.
No, absolutely not. I'm fucking scheduling that shit. What do you mean?
Oh, my goodness.
And I know who I'm calling to, so.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Alan.
You also have the red and blue jelly that you could take home.
What red and blue jelly?
You know the ones that Jess brought that are like that double-ended? Like,
oh, the 30-inch double-ended dildo? I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm a pass. I have the real thing, but also that those? Length. Also that those? Length.
Seriously, where in my house could those be hidden?
I mean, anywhere in this room.
It's like I definitely said I have to hide these in a good hiding spot so no one ever finds them.
Yeah.
And now I don't remember where I hid
it. Well, it's a little too hidden. I also hid my vibrator, and then I couldn't find it, so I had to order a new one because I was dying without it.
Did you replace Richard with another Richard, or am I?
No. Do you want to hear what happened to Richard? It's very fucking sad. Talk about 2020 misery dreams.
What happened?
I left him in the car, and he melted. I'm going to bring, like, he can still be the sponsor, but
2020 strikes again.
Wow.
Richard is now deformed a bit.
This year has got to end.
It was attached. It's like so attached to like the plastic bag I put it in. Oh. It's disgusting. So I can no longer use it. At
in
fear.
The arms
oh, man. RIP to Richard. Now all we have is Michael B. Jerkin. You have no
Thank
idea.
God. Oh, we okay. Well, happy birthday, Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to me.
And
and 3 days earlier in Sharon birthdayness, happy birthday to Jess. She's turning 30.
I was about to scream at you.
Yeah. I don't fucking know your age. You think I'm kidding? I genuinely don't know it. I couldn't guess it if you told me.
Good. That's how it should be. That's what true friendship means.
I think Ashley knows your age because you told her and you said you wouldn't tell me.
I did not tell anybody.
I cannot believe I don't fucking know how old this girl is.
It's a birthday show. It's the birthday show. It's the birthday two show. Wow.
The what?
The birthday two show.
Oh, the part two.
She said that like that was such a revelation.
Yeah, and I was like, do you mean part two?
I've had way too many twisties at this point.
It's the sequel.
Yeah. It's the remix.
A birthdayness remix. Happy birthday to us. Cheers.
Jess, that's why we need you to rap again, but to a remix.
Wow.
Can you remix about how I'm single and you have a baby?
I will sing forever. I am never rapping again.
That was traumatizing enough the first time. Thank you.
Happy birthday to us. Cheers, Chuck.
Cheers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Love ya.
It's the birthday show. It's the birthday show. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.